Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy world with a little more calm and a whole lot more clarity. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body's stuck in slow motion? That constant whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and what-ifs can be exhausting. Well, friends, let me tell you, there is a superpower within each of us that can help tame that mental beast. Mindful breathing. It's not some mystical technique reserved for monks on mountaintops, it's something you can do right now in your car during rush hour, or even while waiting in line at the grocery store. Trust me, this is one life hack worth mastering. So, what's the magic behind a simple breath? Well, think of it like this. Your breath is the bridge between your mind and body. When you're stressed, your breathing becomes shallow and rapid, almost like your body is saying, "Whoa, danger." Mindful breathing is about consciously slowing down those breaths, bringing awareness to each inhale and exhale. It's a way of gently telling your nervous system, "Hey, everything's cool, let's chill." And when you calm that nervous system, the whole cascade of stress hormones starts to unwind. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Brandon, you're probably some Zen master meditating all day long. Not exactly. I used to be a total fidgety mess, always on edge, constantly battling my own thoughts. But mindful breathing changed the game for me. Here are 5 key takeaways that have helped me and can help you too. First, it's about presence, not perfection. Don't get caught up in trying to make your breaths perfectly even or long. Just focus on feeling the air entering and leaving your body. You'll be surprised how quickly those racing thoughts start to settle down just by paying attention to that simple act. Second, find what works for you. There are tons of different breathing techniques out there, box breathing, 4-minute, 7-minute, 8 breathing, alternate nostril breathing, the list goes on. Experiment and see what feels most natural and comfortable. Third, make it a habit. Just like brushing your teeth or drinking water, integrate mindful breathing into your daily routine. Even 5 minutes here and there can make a world of difference. Set reminders on your phone, link it to a specific activity like showering or having your morning coffee, whatever works best for you. Fourth, don't just breathe, feel. Really connect with the sensations of each breath, the coolness of air entering your nostrils, the expansion of your chest, the gentle release of air. This deeper connection helps ground you in the present moment and reduces those mind-wandering tendencies. And finally, be patient and kind to yourself. Like any new skill, it takes time and practice to master mindful breathing. There will be days when your mind feels like a swarm of bees, but that's okay. Just gently bring your attention back to your breath and keep going. Ever felt that knot in your stomach right before a big presentation? You know, the one that makes you want to hide under your desk and pretend you never signed up for this in the first place. I'm raising my hand, guilty as charged. But here's where mindful breathing comes in like a superhero. The next time that knot starts tightening, take 5 deep breaths, focusing on each inhale and exhale. It's amazing how quickly the physical tension can melt away when you shift your focus inward. Let me sum things up. Mindful breathing isn't just some trendy wellness buzzword, it's a powerful tool for managing stress, calming your mind, and bringing more presence into your day. Remember, it's all about presence, finding what works for you, making it a habit, connecting with the sensations of each breath, and being patient with yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your experiences with mindful breathing? Do you have any tips or tricks that have helped you stay calm in the face of chaos? Share your thoughts in the comments below, let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, hit that subscribe button and tell your friends. The more we share these tools for navigating life with more ease and grace, the better off we all are. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and never stop exploring the power within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.